Should I give it to her for her birthday, Ginya?
Sorry?
I know. You were glazed. It's what you do. You're starting a new book and talking to yourself about it and ignoring me. But I would like your opinion on the coat that I saw at Harrod's.
What about a coat, Vanessa?
As I was saying, I saw a coat at Harrod's.
For you?
For Angelica. It'd be absolutely lovely for Angelica.
Well, if the coat's lovely, what's your question?
There's nothing there for the boys.
Mm, it seems children simply can't be pleased.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Come back, Mommy.
It's been ridiculously easy. You drove down Pasadena, the car full of gas, your purse full of money. You could have driven on and on, on and on. You turned off. You feel like a loose woman. You came up in the elevator. Room 19 is turquoise and smells of pine. You can't believe you've hired a hotel room at a little past 2 in the afternoon. So this is where you...
Oh, just look at you.
What, Mom?
You look wonderful. How are you, Julia?
How are you, Mom?
Louis turning up out of the blue, so strange and so unhappy.
From San Francisco for a party? Was it really out of the blue, Mom?
Oh, I told him. I wrote to him about Richard winning the award. I thought he might write to congratulate Richard in a card or something.
Do they do literary award Hallmark cards? Well done on your Pulitzer.
It's the Carruthers.
I know.
Mom. I didn't expect Louis to actually show up here.
It's great.
Is it?
You left the house just so, left Dan's birthday card and the second cake, and you'd wrapped his gifts, which you'd arranged around the roses. You turned off at the exit to L.A. Where next, Laura? You took a right, then another right, swung in up the drive to here, the Normandy Hotel, which is clean and large and white. You walked in through heavy glass doors, past potted plants, and in reception, the carpet was deep blue. It's like you stepped into the hotel and waded into the wonderful book you started this morning.
On this particular day, Mrs. Dalloway will go shopping in Bond Street for flowers. For delphiniums, sweet peas...
You've not entered the book itself... You're following wherever Virginia Woolf went, swimming in her wake.
And that's what I'll do. I'll buy her the coat for her birthday.
Mrs. Dalloway will take her own life. But how? Why?
Did you hear me, Virginia?
On this particular day, Mrs. Dalloway walks down Bond Street, the real thing, old-fashioned Bond Street this time, no splash, no glitter... Big Ben was striking as she stepped out,
Virginia,
onto the street.
Please, dear.
What do you think of old Bond Street, Nessa?
There's nothing there for children, which is what we were talking about. Or I was.
Father bought his suits there for 50 years.
I would like the shop that sold pearls to reopen.
And the glove shop.
Oh.
You could buy almost perfect gloves there before the war.
Why are you so fascinated by Bond Street?
That's it. That's where Mrs. Dalloway is. Yes, everything's moving. Everything is connecting.
Come back to me.
What was the name of the bookshop? Mrs. Dalloway leans into the bookshop window. Yes, the bookshop. Hatchards, Hatchards. And she sees Shakespeare open at his song. Fear no more the heat of the sun, nor the furious winter's rages. Thou thy worldly task hast done. Home art gone, and ta'en thy wages. Golden lads and girls all must, as chimney sweepers, come to dust.
They were together 10 years, and then Louis left, walked away, left Richard on his own. Am I repeating myself? Is it my age? He abandoned Richard, and now Richard will think I've arranged some kind of deathbed reunion.
Did you warn Louis about Richard?
Yes. I hope I wasn't too cold.
Poor Louis.
Yeah. Oh, I want so much for this party to be a triumph, and all these ghosts are arriving.
Mom? Sit down.
I can't sit down. I'm throwing a party. The food will arrive any moment.
Not any moment.
I thought you were Sally when I heard the door open.
Where is she?
She's out doing a working lunch. Today, of all days, a film pitch. Are we ever going to be ready? When I think of the people who are coming, the party will be a failure. I've invited all the wrong people. Oh, I really should be... Oh, there are so many things to do. Where can Sally be?
Ooh, that was some meeting.
You had a great idea, bringing me and him to the same table, Sally.
I wonder if it could actually get made.
I'd love to take a crack at it. Never written a thriller before, but I'll rent some from Blockbusters that made money. That'll give me the format.
This one would be a little different, Walter.
No, Sally, this one would have a gay man for a hero. It's not that big a deal. He wouldn't be tortured about his sexuality. He wouldn't have HIV. He'd just be a gay guy who saves the world, one way or another.
Hmm.
You're not so sure, are you, Sally?
No, I'm not. Would he have a lover?
Sort of Batman and Robin.
Would they have sex?
I don't know. It's only minutes since I said yes to even writing the pitch for him.
It's not my world, Walter. I make public TV. What do I know about Hollywood? What do I want to know?
Oh, you're so good. I guess I'll see you later at the party.
Oh?
How is Richard?
Oh, all right. Pretty. Well, pretty sick.
These times. God, these times.
Huh.
You going to the subway?
No, I'm walking home.
Look at that. How beautiful.
I don't think it'd match your pants.
Oh, maybe I'll get a shirt for Evan. He really suits blue silk. I told you he's recovering.
Mm.
Kind of strange trying to get used to him returning like that from the dead. Silly boy gave me a scare.
I want to get back home now, Walter. I want to be with Clarissa.
Virginia's headache has kept away so far for another day. The old devil headache. The devil's voice. It speaks to her from walls. A shark's fin breaking through the waves. I remember the day when Virginia told me she loved me. And she would marry me. It was a wonderful summer afternoon. Like this. We felt we must get away from London for a time. We took the train to Maidenhead. And I hired a boat and rowed upriver. We seemed to drift through a beautiful, vivid dream of Virginia saying she would marry me. The gentle rhythm of the row upstream.
To my bookworm, with love.
The bookmark Dan gave you on your birthday. This morning he bought you roses, even though today is his birthday. Lord, he deserves better than you. He's come back from the war. He wants normal. He wants comfort.
It wouldn't really mean anything without you, Laura, would it?
You're wrong. Laura, you can erase yourself. He married a bookworm when he could have married a prom queen. Perhaps his next wife will be a pageant winner.
I'm sure I left my backpack here last time. Your backpack's behind the door. You're not going shopping now. What do you need?
You're not shopping for me.
Not for Mary. Is she coming? I thought she hated parties. I thought she hated shops.
She does. And all they stand for. And shop clerks who wear makeup. And advertising. And... that's why she needs me. Her boots are falling apart, and she needs new ones.
How far will you go for those?
Some places on St. Mark's do student discounts.
Are you walking? How long will you be? Look, take a cab. I'll pay.
Mom, don't be stupid.
You look wonderful.
Table's laid. Dan's birthday cake's on it, surrounded by gifts you wrapped this morning. Your son is at the babysitter's. Your life's already carrying on without you. You couldn't manage. They all had no idea. Will it be like an ice field? Will it be like the desert? Will it be like it was for Virginia, walking into the river with stones in her pocket? It took 3 weeks before they found her downstream. It won't be 3 weeks, will it, before they find you? You signed in your name, Mrs. Brown. They'll immediately tell Dan after the maid discovers you. Your last view will be these white walls. There's the smoothest white ceiling. What a clean white room. The surface of the water will close above you.
Did it matter then, she asked herself, walking towards Bond Street? Did it matter that she must inevitably cease? But what was she dreaming as she looked into Hatchard's shop window? What is she trying to recover? What image of white dawn in the country, as she read in the book spread open, fear no more the heat of the sun. Fear no more the heat of the sun.
Fear no more the heat of the sun, nor the furious winter's rages. Fear no more the heat of the sun, nor the furious winter's rages. Fear no more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Honestly, you two go. Shop for great big boots. Where are you meeting her?
She's just outside, smoking.
She's been outside this whole time. Mm-hmm. Couldn't she have come in to help?
There's nothing to do, Mom. You're so organized. Sally will have checked everything.
Well, maybe when Mary's finished with her cigarette, she'd like to come in and say hello.
Okay, I will go get her.
But really, Julia, no matter how furious you may be, you do not wait outside somebody's apartment, do you? You come in and you say hello. You get through it. It's basic decency. She's like that bitter character in Mrs. Dalloway.
That book's really got you today.
Who perspires in a green Macintosh and espouses good causes.
I want you two to get to know each other better.
We know each other perfectly well. She feels superior and she makes me feel inferior. Do you think you're using her?
What?
Yeah. Don't you think you should learn to express your anger more directly?
What anger, Mom?
That I brought you up like this. Yeah. I defied convention. I raised you. And Sally came in and joined in, and I'm sure your Mary finds our arrangement completely deviant. I feel so sour. I'm sorry. You go. I will wave to Mary from the window.
Yeah. Sure, Mom.
Oh, dear.
Mom? Chill out. It's gonna be a blast.
No life growing inside me. I would be killing you, and I would be killing my husband, and I would be killing my little boy.
Could a woman like Mrs. Dalloway choose to die?
It would be evil. In a hotel room. I would never,
How could she abandon a world with these enticements?
Good tea, I must say.
We're all somehow connected, aren't we? We're like mist, how we spread.
Like mist.
Yes, yes, you lift me. You all lift me on your branches like trees lift mist. I'm like a mist between everybody and I spread. My life spreads.
And do you
Vanessa,
like that?
I feel suddenly wonderful. You're here. You've come to see me with your delightful children. We're waiting for pastries all the way from London. Leonard will appear at tea time. Life can be wonderful.
It can, Virginia. Especially in this weather. Oh, was that the gate? Did you hear the gate?
No, Clarissa Dalloway won't die. Of course she won't die.
Good, Virginia.
Yes, someone else will die. A greater mind than Clarissa Dalloway is someone with enough sorrow and genius to turn away from the seductions of the world, its china teacups and its new coats. Yes. Who will it be?
The birthday cake. Dan's birthday cake. The late table. The birthday gifts. The order. Should I need to do it? Which I can. When I've had you, it'll be as easy as checking into a hotel. Virginia didn't have a child growing in her.
I think Nellie's coming. We shouldn't have made our own tea. We should have waited for her tea. Come on, out of the kitchen. The door, Virginia. It must be Nellie back from Rumpelmayer's.
I feel so happy, Nessa. Come closer, come closer. There you are.
Virginia. Nellie. Oh, you are marvellous to go all the way to London just for my sweet tooth.
Now, the caterer's calling at 3 with food for 50. 50. And then I'll go and dress Richard so he'll look good for the ceremony. The Carruthers Literary Prize. Not awarded because he has the awful virus. A real achievement. Now let's have a look at this. Spirals of grilled chicken breast, peanut sauce, miniature onion tarts, steamed shrimp, rare tuna with wasabi, grilled eggplant, goat's cheese, chopped walnuts, crudities. And my crab is waiting in the earthenware.
I didn't kill myself in the hotel. Instead, I read and read. Halfway through, Mrs. Dalloway. I'm in the book. In London in the 20s. Clarissa in the flower shop for a party. The man insane from the war. I was in my turquoise hotel room. Can you believe it? I'm in this car. The street in Los Angeles. And nobody will know where I've been. Nobody will be the wiser. No, I'm a woman in London, an aristocrat, Mrs. Dalloway. Or a lady, I'm pale, I'm charming. No, I'm Virginia Woolf herself. I'm this tumbling thing, a mother and a mother-to-be, a wife swirling streak of pure life, like the Milky Way. My hands with their Carl fingers, one chipped, my diamond wedding band, myself and also others. Late summer sun is deep and golden. The blue car in front breaks. A squirrel runs across the telephone wire. There are plaster squirrels on the gable to Mrs. Latch's garage. Here I am now.
Quinton! Angelica!
Would London really fill the emptiness, Virginia?
Yes. Please don't go. Don't leave me behind here.
Leonard takes perfect care of you.
I know that. He makes notes about me. He logs my every move. He'll be writing us into his diary now how many shreds of Mont Blanc pastry I ate with my tea. It was nice, wasn't it? It was worth Nellie travelling to London to buy it.
Leonard cares about your health.
Please don't go home yet.
The children's supper will be ready.
What are your plans for the evening? Will you go back to writing?
I had these great, extravagant hopes when I began that this novel will be exceptional. Then, when I look over what I've written so far, it just looks arid. So, no, not tonight. I'll face it in the morning. I think I might go for a walk.
Don't be despondent, Ginger. Remember that moment before Nellie arrived with the pastries? You seemed so happy and alive. It's possible for you to have those moments. Hold your nose.
Why? Oh, no. Boiled beef for supper. Oh, no, Ness, I can't.
You must eat, dearest. You've been so much better in Richmond. If you don't eat tonight, how will you sleep? And if you don't sleep, how can you write? Angelica! Quentin! Julian!
It smells revolting.
Come and say goodbye to the children.
I'm alone.
That's not true.
It will be. It will be. If the devil chooses to visit me again, I will be utterly on my own. London is so full of life. It fills my head, so there's no room for the headaches.
You were ill in London.
I'm frightened.
Don't be frightened.
What if the devil discovers me here?
I simply went away for a few hours, that's it. I won't say I've been to a hotel. I'll sound like someone with a lover. I read my book. Now I'm back to retrieve my son. To take him home and to make my husband's birthday dinner. So now I really must go up the drive and collect my son from the babysitter, and I mustn't run away. Not until I've had this baby.
Supper in half an hour.
Thank you, Nellie. Before we eat, Virginia, I think I'll just do another half hour's work.
Isn't it disgusting?
Meat is good for us. Just half an hour until supper, Virginia.
Goodbye, Leonard.
Mommy, Mommy, where were you?
Hey there, Buck. Oh, my Lord, did you have fun without me?
Where were you?
Were you good? Did you miss me?
Yes. Where were you?
Let's wave to Mrs. Latch. Bye. Bye.
Don't go away anymore.
I want this to be my best book, and I hate wasting the hours when I could be writing like this, like washing before a supper of beef and eating it. He'll watch me eat every morsel. I shouldn't look in the mirror, but I can't help it. I can't help looking from the one to the other. It's so hot. In the mirror, things have stopped. What's behind me? What's creeping up the back of my neck? Is it back? It's always there, waiting. Headache doesn't describe it. It's shards of brightness that eat me up, and it moves out of my skull, and it takes over the world. And it's not dark. It's not dark like people imagine. It's blindingly light, radiant, and then the voices stop. Don't look in the mirror. If the devil's here, keep an eye on the walls. Listen to the walls. Be grateful it's enough to have survived the war, to be in this house, to have a night's reading ahead of me, to sleep, to work again in the morning. A walk will do it. A walk. A walk. A walk.
Mommy, did you eat your candy?
No, sweet, no. Did you have any candy at Mrs. Latch's?
I don't like it.
Good. We have to save our appetites for Daddy's birthday tea, don't we?
Yes!
Louis is in town. He's come back, Sally.
Wow. Richard's Louis? Was I out too long? I brought these for you.
He stopped by. Just came to the door. We talked for a while, and then he started crying.
Clarissa. What is it? I'm sorry I wasn't here.
Out of nowhere. And then Julia came, and Louis fled, and now she's gone shopping with that awful, strange, needy friend.
Oh, the whole circus has been here. How long have you been sitting on the sofa like this? You look like you're in a doctor's waiting room.
I have been waiting. I've been waiting for you.
All right.
Where were you? I have this party.
I'll make some coffee, Clarissa.
No, thanks. What exactly was wrong with the ring I bought Julia for her 18th?
She liked it.
She doesn't wear it. She wears all kinds of rings. I counted 6 on one hand, but not mine.
She'll be keeping the one you gave her safe. Sorry, honey. I'm here now.
And I would keep saying to her, how are you? It must drive her mad. But I want to know. And I kept saying, you look wonderful, because she does, even in those awful things she wears to make herself look ugly. Combats and her shaved head and... Jesus.
You look gorgeous, too.
It's later than I thought, but not too late. We have to give your daddy a proper birthday, don't we?
Mommy?
It's a good thing daddy works as late as he does. We'll put it all together in time, don't you think so? Honey, what is it?
Mommy, I love you.
I love you too, baby. What's wrong? Don't worry, honey. Everything's fine. We're going to have a wonderful party for Daddy's birthday tonight.
Honey, what's the matter?
I don't know. It isn't the flowers. You can't possibly have too many flowers.
Is it the party?
Perhaps.
Is it nearly time for you to go fetch Richard?
I'm frightened.
Go on.
I'm frightened that Richard won't come.
Oh, now, that's something.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Are you scared he won't be well enough?
No, it's not that.
He won't come for dramatic effect.
No, no, yes. But I want him to be here.
When he sees what you've done for him, I'm sure he'll come. There's everything here for him. The award, his admirers, and you. You're the woman of his novel. Why wouldn't he come?
I have done everything I can to make today special. But what if a party is not what he wants?
It is your gift to him. It's what you do.
He is so alone. We couldn't just let him collect the award on his own and not celebrate.
This is how he works on you. He has something to do with his aloneness. Honey, he does.
I feel sorry for him. I've felt sorry for him for decades. I feel responsible. And he has been true to something. Something of me.
I'd be grateful if I were him. You've been there at the heart of his imagination. You've been there caring for him right through his illness. He's always kept a part of you for himself. Do you understand that, honey? There's always been a part of you with him. I need you.
I must keep walking past the other people, the white flash of legs under their thin coats. I bet they're servant girls on their way home from London on a day off. But what will I do in Richmond Town? They'll be sweeping up the shops and closing. Here's a couple holding their hats against the breeze, mounting the hill, coming home too, most likely from a day in London, so confident, leaning into each other avidly. They go up the hill, and I come down alone. I will go to London, like Nelly, on her errand. Just go there, disembark at Paddington, walk from street to street to street. What a lark! I will disappear into the city.
Virginia? Virginia?
Oh, no. Drat! 25 minutes before the next train.
25 minutes until the next train. 24. If I take this train and I go to London and I walk, then catch the last train back, that will get me back to Richmond at 10 minutes past 11, I could.
Virginia? Virginia?
Leonard, I'm going to London for the evening. Please don't stay up. Leonard, I'm going to London because I can't live in hiding anymore here, as if there was still a war. I'm dying this way. He'll say, where are you? And I can't lie. The railway station in Richmond in the new phone box. And he'll demand I return home this moment. But I'm already past 40. No, I will call Leonard from London. A return, please, to Paddington.
Nellie, have you seen Mrs. Wolfe?
No, Mr. Wolfe. And the beef will be burnt if you don't sit down to it in a quarter of an hour.
I shouldn't have left her. Virginia!
What was I thinking of when I invited Walter? Walter, the popular novelist whose partner is recovering. Walter's partner... Oh, God, I've forgotten his name. What is it? Is it because I'm 52, Sal? His toy boy is so revived, they're in town to go dancing. Dancing! While Richard just... can't. How on earth could I invite them here to stand in front of him, gloating with their success, their making it through as themselves, and while Richard is so fragile?
Richard may live for years yet. I'll see to the food, honey.
Will you? Mm. Oh.
You go fetch Richard.
Thank you for listening.
Mr. Wolfe, what an unexpected pleasure.
Would you like to tell me what you're doing, please, Virginia? I didn't know where you were. I've been calling your name.
Taking a walk? Does it seem so mysterious?
Only when you vanished from the house just before dinner without a word.
I didn't like to interrupt you. I knew you were working.
I was.
Well, then, you go back. I'll be there in a quarter of an hour.
You mustn't disappear. I don't like it.
You still have your slippers on and your collar is open. Go back to the house.
I went to look for you and you weren't there. I thought something's happened.
Where did you look for me?
All over the house, the garden.
I'm so sorry. Nothing's happened at all. I'm just taking an airing along the avenues. It's so balmy, honestly. Go on, I'll follow.
I was so worried.
I was window shopping.
At the butcher's?
I was simply taking a stroll. Leonard, I was on my way back to the house when I stopped at the butcher's to look at my reflection.
Why do you tempt fate?
Oh, Leonard.
Don't look in the glass.
All I saw was a carcass.
I can't bear it when you do this to the conversation.
It was merely a dead lamb, not the devil. Don't worry, Leonard. I won't trouble you with it all, not before eating Nellie's beef.
We must go back. If we're not back in 15 minutes, Nellie will go on a rampage and burn the house down.
This is it. I love parties. I want this to be the best party ever. I'm gonna persuade him to wear his linen suit. For a summer party. Come on, Richard. It will be beautiful. And I'm gonna be there for you.
On one side is here.
On one side is the walk home up the hill with one's worried husband on one's arm, back to dinner and a cook full of grievances.
On the other side is freedom, the possibility of doing nothing but read by myself.
On the other side is the train.
Where could I go?
London. Of my madness. What would Mrs. Dalloway think?
What would Mrs. Dalloway say?
To have London calling her, to walk into it so deeply so she might never find her way back home again.
Mrs. Dalloway turns round and goes home, like me. But for how long? Until I've had this baby. But then what?
Richard, get down from there, please. You're terrifying me. I want you to stop this and come down now. Richard, darling, please just put your leg back down on the floor. For me. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. You don't have to go to the ceremony. You don't have to do anything at all. Richard, please. Please. Please come down. Richard, no! 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 Richard, no!
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear daddy. Happy birthday to me.
Hey!
Oh, happy birthday, darling.
Oh, this is great, Laura. This is perfect.
I'll clear the Pyrex. Made space for your cake.
How are we?
Oh, just fine. Did you make a wish too, Bug?
Yes.
You did.
Hey, would you like to help me cut the cake, Bug?
Yes.
I'll go fetch the plates and forks.
Take the candles out of the frosting, son.
Look at the boy frowning as he removes candles from the top of the cake. Look at his father letting him lick off the frosting. The plates and the forks on the white cloth will be the final touch. He'll have done it. Like a painter brushing on the line that makes the picture work. Like a writer, finding the line that brings all the patterns in the book together.
Where's Mommy?
She's in the kitchen, son.
When are we going to feed the dog?
The dog, son?
Kitty's dog. Is Mommy sick?
She's going to have a baby. I hope it's going to be a little girl, a little sister for you, because that would be perfect. Put your hand under my hand and let's cut.
Hey, Bug, hi.
Is it true, Mommy?
It's okay, son. Here I am. Does the cake taste good?
He knows. The boy knows that this is the second cake. He watched you bury the first cake under the garbage.
Mommy?
Yes, Bug?
I'm making another wish.
I walked out of the old house where we were staying in the country. It was a beautiful June day. Like today. No, 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 no. I was 18, and you were 19, and you were in love with me, and you were in love with Louis. And you came up behind me, and you said, "Hello, Mrs. Dalloway." You gave me a new name after the woman in the book. He said you'd never seen anything so beautiful as the sight of me walking out in the early morning.
Oh, oh, Richard.
Richard. Wow, that's some light. Richard, you opened, well, everything. That's not like you. So much light. Whoa, your tub needs cleaning. I'll do that when we're through the party.
Richard, you opened everything. I can't even see. I'm blinded by this light. Where are you? Get down from there. Please, Richard, you're terrifying me. I want you to stop that and come inside now.
This morning, before I came here, I went to buy flowers for you. It was a beautiful morning. The sky was the bluest. You know how the light catches on the Episcopal Church's windows? And the trees on West 10th are buzzing with oxygen, and all the dogs were Jack Russells, and our neighbor has this little purple verbena now in her window box. And in Washington Square, a girl sang under the arch. It was so fresh. I bought roses in Soho, cream and red. I brought them here to show you. I took them home and put them in water, and now our apartment is full of their scent.
No, 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 no. Why is nobody coming? Richard? Richard? Richard?
Oh, hi.
Whoa, look at you. That is amazing. You're not having chemo, are you?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm such a bitch.
Why?
This place has so much space. This needs to go on ice, honey.
Well...
It is the Carruthers, and you're...
I'm Julia. I think I remember
you. Wow, Clarissa's little Julia. You look well. Where is everybody? Do I have the wrong time? Like, 5 is pretty weird for a party.
I buzzed you up because I didn't want to have to tell you over the intercom.
He's canceled it.
Can I ask who you are?
Walter Hardy. I work with Sally sometimes when I do, you know, little PBS shows.
Uh-huh. Do you want to sit?
It's postponed then?
Yes.
I know Richard's been having a rough time. They have good days and bad days, you know. My boyfriend's got it. Oh, it's been a roller coaster ride. Is Richard having a bad day?
I'm afraid to say he... Sorry, are you close to him?
Well, I sell millions of my books. Probably he loathes me. Why?
Well, the party's been canceled because Richard, he died this afternoon.
He what?
Yeah.
So quickly?
It wasn't HIV.
I can't breathe in here.
I don't know. I think he fell.
You mean he fell down? Fell over?
Well, Mom was there. He did it in front of her. He fell 5 stories.
Oh, he fell from his apartment.
Yeah.
He fell.
I'm afraid I didn't know him that well. He was Mom's thing, really.
That's okay.
Do you want to stay?
I can see Clarissa in you. You're very poised. This is... This must be tough for you. You've been pretty cool.
I don't suppose you're hungry. I was just putting the hors d'oeuvres
away.
No,
that's okay. My partner and I are going dancing later.
I don't know what to do with all these flowers.
It's some display. Richard would have appreciated them.
You take your champagne back. We have some.
No, you have it. Richard didn't feel anything.
Mom will tell you what happened. Do you want to stay?
My boyfriend and I aren't usually in town at the weekend. This weekend, it's his first... He's got HIV, too, but his has turned a corner. This is the first time he's felt well enough to dance.
Thank you, Leonard. Thank you.
I didn't say when, but let's consider it if you need to. Although
London. I'll write and write. I'll finish this book, then write another. I will remain sane, and I'll live as I was meant to live, richly and deeply among my kind of people, in full possession of my gifts. I'll go to the theatre and the concert halls. I'll go to parties. I'll haunt the streets and see everything. I will fill myself up with stories.
You're ravenous, Virginia.
I'm starving, yes.
We will try.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, it's impossible to concentrate on my book now. I kissed Vanessa today, Leonard.
Did you?
Yes, I kissed her. And Vanessa kissed me. It was delicious.
You are a pair.
It felt ancient, Leonard, like a communion. I felt alive, so now. It was one of those little daily miracles, like a match struck in the dark. Anything might happen.
I'm sure it was absolutely innocent.
Oh, not quite. And we did it behind Nellie's back. Oh, I have it.
What do you have?
I can't say. Clarissa Dalloway will have kissed a woman. Yes, when she was young. And it would have been like an enchanted kiss in a fairy tale. And she will carry the memory of it with her. The soaring hope of it. The impossible love all her life.
Virginia? Are you going to bed?
No, it's early, isn't it?
It's nearly half
past 10. I'm not tired.
I'd like you to go to bed at 11.
Yes, Leonard.
See, the thought of London has overexcited you.
Well, I remember all that in the morning.
Honey? What is it?
I thought I saw something in the mirror, Dan, but it was nothing. Did you have a nice birthday?
The greatest. Still is.
That's good. I'm glad you had a nice time.
You coming to bed?
Yes.
This is like reading, watching the story unfold. No reading tonight, though.
Kitty popped by today.
Richie said.
Yes. She's... We can talk about it tomorrow.
Laura?
Yes, Dan?
Are you coming to bed?
Yes.
Someone who sees meaning everywhere. Who knows that the trees sense things and that sparrows sing in Greek, as they do to me. Someone else, a visionary, will be the one to die. The kiss of a wave. Yes, Clarissa Dalloway will have loved a woman. She'll have kissed a woman just once. Clarissa will be bereaved and very lonely, but she won't die because she's too in love with life, with London. Mrs. Dalloway will be alive.
Julia, Julia, honey, wake up. We're home.
Hi, I...
Julia, this is Richard's mother, Laura.
Oh, Laura, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you lost Richard, your son.
I always called him Bug.
That's sweet.
You must be exhausted. Please sit down. You think you could eat something?
Oh, I don't believe so. All those flowers.
Yeah. They were for Richard's party.
I do sit here. Yeah. Thanks for cleaning up, Julia.
Walter turned up.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry, Julia. I'm sorry you had to handle this.
It was fine. He was shocked. We sat down and talked. It was easier than I thought. And I sent Mary home.
Thank you. I didn't know if I'd asked too much.
Oh, God. Sorry, Laura.
I'll look for a hotel tomorrow.
Don't think about that now.
I want to see his body.
It's like a bird's body. You know he had HIV?
I did know.
It was a lonely battle. He did fight it. We'll visit him in the morning.
Mom, you stay here with Laura. Sally and I will get things going in the kitchen, see what we have. Sally?
Does it seem to eat the food from the party?
It's nourishment.
It would be nice to have something warm.
Well, why don't you heat the crab casserole? Oh, I made crab because it's his favorite.
He was very fussy about food when he was a boy. He was such a peculiar child.
Blue Mommy.
You can go right to bed if you'd like to. The guest room is down the hall.
In a while. You've really made a home here.
It was important to us. You're the mother of Richard.
Yes.
Who?
Yes. I abandoned my family.
Yes, you did. Richard was a wonderful man.
He was a wonderful writer, wasn't he? You have all his books out.
You've read his poems?
The moment they came out.
And his novel?
I taught him to read.
Today he called me Mrs. Dalloway for the first time since we were young.
Gosh. Mrs. Dalloway? Richard read Mrs. Dalloway.
I'm a publisher. Do you know Virginia Woolf was going to call it The Hours?
You were my son's editor.
We were too close. It would have been too complicated.
Virginia also considered calling it the party.
Editors need a certain objectivity.
Or at home.
It was really just one summer when we were 18. Not much more than a kiss. But in his novel, he imagined that we were lifelong.
Do you mean that he put in the novel the life that he wished was true?
Which I couldn't. I did love him, but I couldn't share. I wanted an ordinary life.
Did you?
I didn't. The mother succeeds in her suicide.
You destroyed him when you left.
He hated me.
He was a wonderful writer. How could you leave your children?
He always must have known I would go. And when I'd given birth to his sister, he told you she was in a car accident as a girl, yes. As soon as I was no longer pregnant, I packed my bags and I disappeared. I went north. I felt safe with books. I worked in a library.
Well, I took the best care of him that I could.
I wish I could have done better.
Well, I wish that too. I wonder if Richard's books will survive. I'd like to think the people who haven't been born yet will want to read them.
Yes. How did he die?
He was sitting on the ledge. And he slid off as though he was sliding into water. I do wonder what he... Did he have time to...
You can't know.
I wonder how they're doing in the kitchen. I'm gonna see. Please, you stay here.
All right. I wonder, when he was falling, what he saw. It might be like walking into a field of brilliant snow. Fear no more the heat of the sun. Fear no more the heat of the sun, nor the furious winter's rages.
I love to watch the branches sweeping away the moonlight from that tabletop. It's like watching waves breaking on a beach. Fear no more the heat of the sun, nor the furious winter's rages.
Oh my God, look at all this food.
How you doing, hon? Was that okay?
It's too much. It's too much.
Let's feed everybody and go to bed. It's time for this day to be over. Yeah?
Yes. Yes, thank you, Sally.
I know.
It's time.
Mom, shall we? Here.
Oh. Oh, Julia, the ring. You're wearing your 18th birthday ring.
Yeah, I was saving it for the party. Oh.
I feel unexpectedly hungry. Let's eat in here.
Do you think I should make a plate for Richard's mother?
No, I'll go get her. Laura? Laura?
Clarissa.
Come in here. Everything's ready. And when we've eaten, we'll sleep and see how things look in the morning.
Fear no more the frown of the great. Thou art past the tyrant's stroke. Care no more to clothe and eat, to thee, the reed is as the oak, the scepter, learning, physic, must all follow this and come to dust. Fear no more the lightning flash, nor the all-dreaded thunderstone. Fear not slander, censure rash. Thou hast finished joy and moan. All lovers young, all lovers must consign to thee and come to dust.
In part two of The Hours, Clarissa was played by Rosamund Pike, Virginia, Fenella Wolgar, Laura, Teresa Gallagher, Sally and Vanessa, Leah Williams, Leonard and Lewis, David Annan, Julia, Haley McGee, Walter and Dan, Corey Johnson, Nellie, Rachel Atkins, Richie, Jack Tobin. Music composed by Gene Pritzker. The Hours was written by Michael Cunningham and adapted for radio by Francis Burns. Producers, Judith Kampfner and Polly Thomas. A Corporation for Independent Media Production for BBC Radio 4.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.